Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Of all the individuals I would like to emulate, none ranks much higher on my list than a man who began his life's most challenging task at the age of 85. No, he didn't climb mountains or jump out of an airplane. He asked to lead an invasion. His name, Caleb. And you can read about this hero of a bygone generation in the Bible, Joshua chapters 13 and 14. Now, in the event his name isn't familiar to you, let me brief you. When Moses selected 12 spies to enter Canaan and check out the land, 10 of the 12 came back with an overwhelmingly negative report. They were certain that the task before them was impossible. If discouragement looks at the circumstances while faith looks to God, the 10 were purveyors of gloom and doom. The cities have walls as high as the sky, and the men, the people there, made us look as grasshoppers, they reported. Two of the others, Caleb and his partner Joshua, said, "Yes, we saw the same thing, but God will surely give it to us." God disdained the negativism of the 10 who spurned his promise to give them the land. And in judgment, God said that Israel would not cross the Jordan and take the land until these 10 had died. Though we can't say for sure, it's quite probable that Joshua and Caleb were pallbearers, at least for some of the 10. One by one, they died, and eventually all were gone but Joshua, who succeeded Moses, and Caleb. That's when Caleb, then 85 years old, asked Joshua for the privilege of taking the hill country of Hebron. He tells Joshua that when he earlier had checked out the land, he gave a report according to my convictions, to use his words. Strange how he saw what others entirely missed. Then he added, "I followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly." What a man! Caleb was not so much a visionary as he was a man of simple faith. He had what Martin Luther described as a lively, reckless confidence in God. Elton Trueblood spoke of faith as trust without reservation, rather than belief without proof. Discouragement always focuses on circumstances. Faith focuses on the promises of God, assured that his nature and character will back up the promise. It was the same attitude that Abraham had when God promised him a son at the time when most men are thinking of anything but converting a storeroom into a nursery. At age 85, Caleb asked to lead the assault in taking one of the most difficult areas in all of Canaan. If that isn't pluck and courage, then what is it? He went for the toughest task to demonstrate that giants were not invincible, that the bigger they are, the harder they fall. And regardless of how strong or weak you may be, when God chooses to give you power over your enemies, even the giants come tumbling down. Another one of my heroes, a modern one, was an Olympic athlete turned missionary who, having finished his education, asked his mission board to send him to the most difficult place they could envision. And that is how Raymond Bucher and his young wife came to Burma, now known as Myanmar. Before you decide that the promises of God may apply to others but not you, better read about Caleb. Ask yourself if the God who gave him his heart's desire is indifferent to what he has promised you. Remember, faith sees the promises of God. It sees what others miss. That's faith.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.